A lot of fans will be very happy over the last sort of few weeks or so, especially with the home form being as bad as it has been this season. I mean, they're mid-table, they're quite a few points clear of the relegation zone, but the home form this season has been very, very bad. And a lot of the interactions on Twitter that I've been getting sort of during the course of games over the last 5-6 weeks, especially on Saturday when they lost at home for the fourth game in a row, a lot of fans were saying they weren't going to renew season tickets next year if Barry was in charge. As I said, the crowds had been very poor this season. The overall feeling around the club was quite a negative one. There is a statistic that this time last year, Aldershot had sold around 300 season tickets. This year, it's about 90 odd. So that's financial pressure that obviously the board are under. They need to sell season tickets to sort of keep them going over the summer. And it didn't look like those sales were going to be particularly forthcoming if Barry was going to be in charge next season.
Is it all the manager's fault?
It's not all the manager's fault. The manager has said in a few recent post-match press conferences that he can only do so much. He can only give them instructions what the players do when they're on the field in terms of scoring goals and marking people at set pieces is out of his control. But ultimately, the vast majority of players that he signed, the budget had been cut from last year. But ultimately, you look at a club like Leicester City as a prime example of what you can do when you are up against other sides with a much bigger budget. He talked on Saturday about players not playing with next season or playing with next season in mind in terms of not going full into challenges because they didn't want to get injured and risk a contract for next season, which again sort of cast doubts on his motivation. It is worth pointing out he will be in charge for the final game of the season at Bromley on Saturday, so it'll be interesting to see what reaction the away fans give him.
I guess the search is on for a new manager. Anybody on the list so far?
I don't think so. I mean, the usual names always come up. Gary Waddock, who led Aldershot Town to promotion into the Football League back in 2000. He's currently the assistant manager at Barnet in League Two. His name always comes up. I think what's important, they need to get this right. There have been sort of four managers in a row for Aldershot Town since Waddock: Kevin Dillon, Dean Holdsworth, Andy Scott, and of course Barry Smith. None of those four have played particularly good football. The crowds have decreased. The crowd actually this season, the average home attendance was 1,607, which is the lowest in Aldershot Town's 24-year history. And it's 4 years in a row where the average attendance has gone down. So the chairman, Shahid Azeem, his board of directors, they need to get this appointment absolutely spot on because they can't afford another manager who has sort of diminishing performance and rapidly diminishing crowds, because the lower the crowd, the lower the budget for next year, and then it becomes a self-perpetuating cycle.